Gabbard releases documents on Fauci's alleged role in Wuhan lab research linked to COVID. Outgoing National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard on June 18th released documents exposing Dr. Anthony Fauci's alleged role in directing U.S. funding for dangerous gain-of-function research at a Wuhan lab linked to the origin of the COVID-19 virus. Gabbard said in a video statement posted on X that the documents reveal that Fauci, former head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, provided millions in U.S. taxpayer dollars to fund dangerous gain-of-function research on bat coronaviruses at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China before the COVID-19 outbreak. Gain-of-function research refers to experiments that genetically alter an organism to enhance its biological functions. The research at the Wuhan lab, Gabbard said, is now widely regarded as the source of the unintentional lab leak of the virus that led to the pandemic. Gabbard also released what she called never-before-seen communications that show how Fauci allegedly manipulated intelligence assessments on the virus's origins. She alleged that Fauci had selected NIAID-funded scientists to advise the intelligence community, which helped shape assessments that were later cited as scientific consensus to refute the COVID-19 lab leak theory. Gabbard also accused Fauci of lying to Congress while under oath in 2024 by denying knowledge of or participation in discussions with intelligence officials about viral research. The tactics used to hide the truth are straight from the deep state playbook. Politicized self-serving leaders like Dr. Fauci covered up their own wrongdoing and abuses of power, manipulated intelligence, lied to Congress, and undermined a duly elected president by restricting his access to vital facts needed to keep the country safe. It's time the American people learn the real story, Gabbard said in a statement released by her office. The Epoch Times attempted to reach out to Fauci for comment, but did not receive a response by publication time. The release was part of Gabbard's declassification review, which included testimony from intelligence whistleblowers who allegedly faced retaliation after challenging Fauci's COVID origin conclusions. Fauci has headed the NIAID since 1984, but became a household name in early 2020 when he began delivering interviews to media outlets about the COVID-19 pandemic. He stepped down from the role in December 2022. Gabbard announced last month that she was resigning as Director of National Security, citing her husband's recent cancer diagnosis. She said at the time that her resignation would take effect on June 30th. In the latest update on social media, Gabbard said her final day would be on June 18th, the same day she released the materials concerning Fauci's work. President Donald Trump has named William Pulte, who leads the Federal Housing Finance Agency, to become acting director of national intelligence. Jack Phillips contributed to this report.